This is a message for members of Thrivent Financial for Lutherans. Thrivent Financial has a new charitable grant program called Thrivent Choice. Thrivent Choice allows you to designate charitable outreach funds to Lutheran Public Radio. For more information, look for the Thrivent logo under the Donate page of our website, issuesetc.org, or ask your Thrivent representative about Thrivent Choice. Help support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. with Thrivent Choice.
Well, by way of review of this week of Issues Etc. and a little entertainment for ourselves and for our listeners, we like to end Fridays with Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. That's four soundbites that we pick, we lay them out and play them for you, and then you listen and you get to make up your mind for whatever reasons you have to pick one as Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. That means you need to listen and to vote. 1-877-623-6943. Phone call votes will go first. 1-877-623-6943. We're giving away the LPR bundle package to the best vote this Friday. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt and Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, and bumper sticker. You can also vote by sending us an email right here in the studio in real time. Talk back at issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number one, listen and get ready to vote. It's Dr. Kim Riddlebarger of the White Horse Inn. Is the U.S. a Christian nation?
The idea that the United States is a Christian nation is descriptive only. I mean, we have to say, yes, the United States has had a number of significant Christians here who have been very influential. God has used Christians in America to fund world missions and to take the gospel to the ends of the earth. There are all kinds of ways in which the United States has manifested itself as a generally Christian nation, not Jewish, not Islamic, not secular. But that's far different from saying that the United States is a Christian nation prescriptively, that the United States has some covenant relationship with God, that God's end-time purposes somehow center around the United States fulfilling some political mission. It's just not taught in the Scriptures. It's not found in the New Testament. It might have roots in British Israelism and some other misguided ideas. Whatever the providence of God is, we're not going to know until that plays itself out in history. I don't know what God intends for the United States to do in the end. So it's a thoroughly misguided point. Sincere, yes. Patriotism is a virtue, it's a good thing, but patriotism can't be confused with nationalism. And that's where I think we have to be very, very, very careful, not only to avoid the, hey, it's my nation, God's on my side, God's with me against everybody else, my purpose, my national purpose must be God's purpose. That's a serious theological error.
All right, that's soundbite number one. We have three more to go, and you need to listen and get ready to vote. That was soundbite number one. Dr. Kim Riddlebarger, is the U.S. a Christian nation? Soundbite number two comes from Dr. Daniel Voorhees talking about what pietists think about the Reformation.
When Luther was doing what Luther did, that was good. That was, you know, we needed him to come and fix up the church because its doctrine was all wrong. So, we've got the right doctrine now. Now, our time period is especially naughty. Lots of bad things are happening now. And so, this second or this completion of the Reformation is going to deal with morals. And this is what makes pietism and the like tricky or maybe insidious, that it is going to say, oh, no, yeah, justification, XYZ, absolutely. No, Luther's right on. But right now, the things are so naughty and people are so bad that we need to fix this stuff. And so we'll take Luther's stuff, and then we're gonna move on.
That's soundbite number two. If you want to vote for it, 1-877-623-MYIE. We are coming to you live this Friday afternoon, September the 2nd, playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the week, 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org or vote at the Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Here's soundbite number three, Pastor Michael and Katie Schuerman on what barren couples need to know.
Certainly does not mean that you've done something wrong. Some people unwittingly communicate this, though, that this is a result of something you've done, or you haven't been faithful, or you haven't done something right. And that's just not true. it is a difficult thing which you are right to grieve over and to ask the Lord what he intends for you. But to know that your punishment for your sin is not your barrenness. Your punishment for your sin was laid upon Christ on the cross. And there's no doubt about that whatsoever. God clearly tells us that.
I would say amen. Amen, amen. And to quote Deaconess Melissa DeGroat, she wrote a beautiful post on HeRememberstheBarren.com, and she said, "Barrenness, miscarriages, stillbirths, and adoption, these difficulties become our crosses, but they are also our blessings that drive us straight to Jesus." Remember, our Savior is beloved. Our God is pleased with him, and he still suffered death on the cross. We don't need to be afraid that God loves us any less just because we suffer. We're baptized into Christ, and we share in his sufferings. But more than that, we also share in the life and salvation that is his.
That's soundbite number 3. Here comes soundbite number 4. Get ready to vote. 1-877-623-MYIE. Our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, or email talkback@issuesetc.org. Soundbite number 4, Pastor Bill Swirla. Here is the wrong post-9/11 response to atheists.
So you mentioned Marr and Hitchens and especially Sam Harris. 9/11, 10 years ago, was life-changing for these guys. This is where this angry radical atheism began in this country, because they took an example of extreme Muslim fundamentalism and made it an indictment against all religion. And now some are going to say, well, just, you know, get all the religions to get up on stage, play nice with each other, say a generic prayer to a generic God, yada, yada, and, you know, we'll show everybody that it's not true. But that's cloaking it behind a falsehood. I mean, the falsehood is there is no agreement in God. Our religions don't unite us. But as Americans, we get along. And we work together and we cohabit this country peaceably. But to do the parade of religions thing, I think it attempts to clothe things with a syncretism that hides a greater truth.
All right, that's soundbite number 4. We are coming to you live this Friday afternoon, the 2nd of September. It's time for you to vote during this break. 1-877-623-MYIE. Talkback@issuesetc.org. or facebook.com/issuesetc. Your votes for Soundbite of the Week next.
Christological.
My friends, Jesus comes only for sinners.
Historical.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by...
Sacramental.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for your sins.
To find a Christological, historical, and sacramental church near you, go to issuesetc.org and click Find a Church. Luther had Wartburg. We have Collinsville. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Here are two new ways that you can promote Issues Etc. The Issues Etc. business card and the Issues Etc. bulletin board flyer. Simply go to the support page at issuesetc.org, click Issues Etc. business cards, print the page on suitable stock paper, and cut along the lines. We also have an 8.5 by 11 inch flyer for the bulletin board at your church. Issuesetc.org. Go to the support page, click Issues Etc. bulletin board flyer, and print.
Steadfast Lutherans. People who believe that traditional Lutheran preaching, liturgy, and hymnody continue to deliver Christ crucified for sinners today. The Reformation attempted to return the Church's focus on what we do for God back to a focus on what God does for us, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures. Some things never change. The Gospel is still under attack from inside and outside the Church. To see how Lutheran doctrine and practice preserve the Gospel, visit steadfastlutherans.org.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got
Welcome back to Issues Etc. It's Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, and time for you to pick it. Time for you to vote. Now, you can vote for any reason. You may like it, dislike it, agree or disagree with it. Your reasons are your own. Just give us a call. Tell us where you're calling from, why you're picking the soundbite you are for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Phone call voters get top priority, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. You can send your vote to us via email, talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at IssuesETC or our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Soundbite number one, Dr. Kim Riddlebarger, is the U.S. a Christian nation? Soundbite number two, Dr. Daniel Van Voorhees, what pietists think about the Reformation. Soundbite number three, Pastor Michael and Katie Schuerman, what barren couples need to know. Or soundbite number four, Pastor Bill Swirla, the wrong response to atheist post 9/11. And we're giving away the LPR bundle package, and I Have Issues t-shirt, and Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, and bumper sticker. Scott is listening in Illinois. Scott, welcome.
Hi, Pastor. Good to hear you again. Kim Riddlebarger gets my vote. God grant that Christians in the U.S. would have the good sense Dr. Riddlebarger demonstrates in separating historic Christianity from the Rousseau-like brand of nationalism surrounding the anonymous and false gods of civil religion. Personally, I'm very glad the IRS is not in the business of forgiving my sins.
Me too. I don't know if you get your forgiveness in a very timely fashion. Scott, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in Altamont. Paul in High Ridge, Missouri says, Pastor Schwirla's comments are of import. Denominational Christianity is not all the same, especially where some have modified Scripture to suit what they want and not what the triune God wants to tell us in Scripture. Further, we should not behave as if non-Christian religions are just fine. They are not fine, and we should be able to stand up, and that we can't share with you in prayer or worship because it would deny what we believe. Group hugs are for emotional religiosity and nothing more. An American civil religion that has been foisted upon us is not unlike the former Kaiser's Union Church and for much of the same purposes. Paul, thanks for listening in Missouri. Christy listens in Nebraska. She says, I vote for Pastor Michael and Katie Schuerman. We all know couples who have experienced barrenness. This interview helps us give a voice to those who are barren. Also, their interview helps us to rejoice with our barren loved ones in the blessing that have already been bestowed on them. Thanks for listening in Nebraska. This one comes from, let's see, Michael in Strasburg, Illinois. He says he votes for soundbite number three, the Schuermans, on what barren couples need to know. Too often we mask the discussion of our pain and our doubts in generalities, thinking that it broadens the application to others who are going through things that are different than our own circumstances. As I listen to Pastor and Katie talk about how they have wrestled with barrenness and the questions it evoked in their minds, as I read Katie's book, I see their specific struggle with barrenness, my own struggle with various burdens that have nothing to do with barrenness. Our Redeemer did not die for some general concept of sin. He did not bear our burdens in general. He died for each and every one of our specific sins. He carries our individual burdens and sorrows. And even though each of us, each of these has these burdens as unique and different, they are all answered with the same comfort in Christ. As they shared the comfort that they have in barrenness, they shared the comfort that we all have in each of our sins and our burdens. Michael, thank you very much for listening in Strasburg, Illinois. Michael in Canada says, my vote is for Pastor Bill Swirla's soundbite. There is such confusion regarding religion and politics, and Pastor Swirla cuts through it easily and clearly. Thanks for listening in Canada. In Iowa, Jay says, I vote for Pastor Schwirla. Such gatherings end up praying to that unnamed God that all religions supposedly worship, with pastors' ecumenical prayers become a popular contest in which they are trying to be the winner. Swirla is to be commended for saying the right thing that goes against popular piety. Thank you very much for listening in Iowa. Josh listens in Silver Grove, Kentucky. He says, my vote is for soundbite number two. This is the principal problem with the Warrenites in America. I think he's referring to Rick Warren, which are trying to dominate everything. Until one knows the true history of pietism, they don't know how both to spot and to fight against it. Eric listens in Beaver Falls, Pennsylvania. Soundbite number two is his vote. He says, thank you to Dr. Van Voorhees for pointing Christians to objective grounds of justification an assurance like Christ's death and resurrection, baptism in the Lord's Supper, amen, he says. In Troy, Michigan, Dave says he votes for also Dr. Van Voorhees. He obviously has studied pietism in depth and clearly explains how their beliefs are mimicked by contemporary American evangelicals like Rick Warren, and Dr. Van Voorhees carefully explains the pietists wanted a reformation that went beyond doctrine to one focused on the individual and building community. Thanks for listening in Michigan. Up in Minnesota, Duluth, that's about as far north as you can go in Minnesota, I think. Nikki says, I vote for Pastor and Mike and Pastor Michael and Katie Schuerman for the way they have used their challenge to strengthen both their own faith as well as others experiencing the same thing. Doug also listens in Canada. He says, while they're all great sound bites, hence their inclusion here, my vote is for the Schuermans. Their faithfulness and their candor regarding a deeply difficult and personal issue is impressive and edifying. Still time for your votes. 1-877-623-6943. 1-877-623-MY-I-E. We're playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. You can send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. A tweet at IssuesETC or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Adrian says, my vote is for Soundbite of the Week for Pastor Michael and Katie Schuerman. What barren couples need to know. Thank you, Michael and Katie, for sharing Christ, who is our comfort in our earthly suffering, and through that suffering draws us to Him and to one another. Adrian, thank you. Barbara votes for the Schuermans as well. Pastor makes the important point that God always has our back. Barrenness is not a result of any sin left unforgiven, just as any unfortunate circumstance that comes along in our life. Alyssa listens in Illinois. She votes for the Schuermans. She says, I can relate to the struggle. And Steve says, I vote for the Schuermans as well. It's a great point Pastor made, that all sins are forgiven for the faithful. Therefore, barrenness should not be considered punishment. The winner this week, soundbite number 3, Pastor Michael and Katie Schuerman, what barren couples need to know.
It certainly does not mean that you've done something wrong. Some people unwittingly communicate this, though, that this is a result of something you've done, or you haven't been faithful, or you haven't done something right. And that's just not true. It is a difficult thing which you are right to grieve over and to ask the Lord what He intends for you, but to know that your punishment for your sin is not your barrenness. Your punishment for your sin was laid upon Christ on the cross, and there's no doubt about that whatsoever. God clearly tells us that.
I would say amen. Amen, amen. And to quote Deaconess Melissa DeGroat, she wrote a beautiful post on HeRememberstheBarren.com, and she said, barrenness, miscarriages, stillbirths, and adoption, these difficulties become our crosses, but they are also our blessings that drive us straight to Jesus. Remember, our Savior is beloved. Our God is pleased with Him, and He still suffered death on the cross. We don't need to be afraid that God loves us any less just because we suffer. We're baptized into Christ, and we share in His sufferings. But more than that, we also share in the life and salvation that is His.
All right, winner of Soundbite of the Week on this Friday afternoon, September the 2nd, Soundbite number 3, Pastor Michael and Katie Schuerman, what barren couples need to know. That's the winner, and the winner of the LPR bundle package is Alyssa in Illinois. If you would send us your mailing address and your shirt size, talkback@issuesetc.org, you get the LPR bundle package. Thanks to everybody who voted for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Folks, if you've enjoyed listening to Issues Etc. this week, consider making a tax-deductible gift this weekend. You can make a secure online donation at issuesetc.org. You can also donate by check. Make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio. Send it to LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Thanks for listening, and thanks for thinking of us during these difficult summer months. When you go to church this weekend, go first to our website, issuesetc.org. Click the support page. And if you haven't already, download and print off the Issues Etc. bulletin board flyer so that you can put it on your church's bulletin board so everybody else there can see issues, etc., prominently displayed and promoted in your congregation. You'll also find there at the same website, issuesetc.org, click support, the issues, etc., business cards that you can, again, download, print off on suitable stock. There are lines for you to cut along, and you can carry them wherever you go and tell everybody you know about issues, etc. All of the crosses, all of the sufferings that we see in our lives, that we experience in our lives, even the ones like barrenness that may be, in fact, permanent crosses that we bear in this life, are all reminders of the suffering that Christ bore for us. We bear them as this light and momentary affliction. He bore it for us and for our salvation. Monday on the program, we'll be talking about Gregory the Great. Pastor Heath Curtis will be our guest. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for listening to Issues, Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues, Etc. Issues, Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues, Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.